Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation Party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Atlanta's always in the house. We have so much to talk about. Later in the show, we're going to talk to you about a very, very strange exchange that Britney Spears had with Andy Cohen. Plus, Stevie J recently got married and already has a tattoo on his face of his new wife.
He's in love.
Too soon?
No.
I don't know. So before we move on, we got to talk about Demi Lovato, because I'm sure a lot of you have heard that she was rushed to the hospital yesterday, an apparent drug overdose, and everybody was obviously...
I heard it was heroin, too.
We heard it wasn't, then heard it wasn't, but we do have news right now that she is awake, she's stable, she's surrounded by friends and family, and so, you know, that's obviously a good thing. And a lot of her fans and other celebrities got on social media yesterday, and, you know, just outpouring of love and well wishes for her. Lady Gaga tweeted, "We should all wrap our arms of love around Demi Lovato. I'm so happy you're alive. Thank God. Hashtag I'm confident in Demi. Demi, I love you." And her ex, Joe Jonas, said, "Like all of you, I'm thinking of Demi Lovato right now. She needs our prayers and support. We all know how strong you are, Demi. Hashtag pray for Demi." I think it's safe to say all of us here at Dish Nation feel the exact same way. I hope she gets well soon. And we love you, Demi.
Have you heard her single, Sober, that's kind of haunting right now?
It really is. It came out, and she was basically, because she had been sober for 6 years, and then this song came out, and she was admitting through her music that she is not, in fact, sober anymore.
And it's one of those times where we truly do need to wrap our arms around her, because we've seen it happen before, like, you know, with people like Amy Winehouse, and, you know, that's the only name that popped in my head this week. But, you know, Demi is a dope artist, and when she's at her best, she really kills it. So, yo, get better soon, please.
Well,
switching gears, yo, yesterday we talked about the 19-minute song saga called I Admit that R. Kelly dropped.
Yes, we did.
And if you haven't heard it, it's like a 19-minute, like, musical episode of Law & Order.
I'm going to listen to it on the way home today.
The only way you can listen to it is with an R. Kelly track. You have to stream it.
Oh.
Bada bing, bada boom.
So in his song, this dude addressed all the controversies that surrounded him during his career. So, you know, why not throw a remix out there, right?
Who did?
Well, his problem, he didn't do it. And it wasn't another musician. It was his ex-wife, Andrea Kelly. But she even posted a picture of Whoopi Goldberg right before she said the classic line, "Until you do right by me," you know, from Color Purple.
Oh, Color Purple. There it is.
All right, so here's some of the lyrics. She wrote, "The remix, admit it. Your mom is watching over you and rolling in her grave because of all the abusive things you do. You say she's looking down on heaven, so there's nothing she didn't see, which means she saw you beat me from heaven and neglect her grandbabies. Admit it."
Oh.
So wait, is this poem or whatever supposed to be to his song Ignition?
No, the last song, the 19 minute song he just put out.
Saga, or whatever.
Yeah, okay. Admit it. So that's why she keeps saying in her lyrics, admit it.
I was trying to put these words to ignition. And I was like, I can't make that. I can't make that one.
I'm sorry, Heidi.
Your mama's watching in heaven.
Admit it.
Your mama's watching in heaven.
You've been neglecting your babies.
You've been neglecting your grandbabies.
Admit it. Well, Millie Bobby Brown, the star of Stranger Things, she did an interview recently, and she revealed who her celebrity BFF is. And it's none other than Drake. We talked about them when they first met, and they posted the picture on Instagram of each other. Yeah, we talked about that. Now, she said, Heidi, in a recent interview, that he invited me to his concert, and now we talk all the time, and I ask his advice.
Drake is 31, by the way.
Trying to coordinate the sleepover?
Yeah, I do. I have a 14-year-old son, and if my 14-year-old son was invited to a concert to see Rihanna by Rihanna, and they talk on the phone all the time, I'd be like, yeah, buddy!
Stop it! Double standard.
Okay, my thing is this. So what celebrity dead or alive would you want to be BFFs with?
You.
Bitch, wait a minute. Oh, that's cute. Then okay.
You forgot you said alive.
Mine, but hang on. Mine is what was, is, and always.
Let me write
will.
It down. Okay.
I'm not going to surprise anybody, but was, is, always will be the great Oprah Winfrey. That's mine. It will always be. It's never going to change for me. I want to be best friends. I want her to come to Montecito. We're going to have a lunch in my garden. I mean, all of it. I want all of it.
I wouldn't be able to be Oprah's friend. I would be kissing Bud too much. My face would be tired from laughing and stuff because not even funny.
Yeah.
You got to be cool.
You don't want to ruin the fantasy either. I mean,
I
once you meet her.
So I wouldn't want to be her friend.
Now, later in the show, I'm going to tell you about a workout so hot that someone got naked to do it. All right? Bye, Atlanta, for
Bye
now.
Bye for now, Atlanta.
All right, well, moving on, Gary. Looks like we got to step it up for the ladies.
Why?
What happened? Well, Stevie J has taken the game to a whole new level.
That's right.
Oh, child,
I don't know
please.
If you heard about it, but he actually got Faith's name tatted on his face. Police inside of it, and not really a whole name, just some initials. He put the initials FRJ, which stands for Faith Renee Jordan.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yes, and you see, she made him put it on the front, not the back, because in the back, you can't really see it, but in the front, come on, that's basically a face tattoo.
Those little small alphabets,
on you for life, though, honey.
Yes,
I don't care.
But it ain't big, honey. If you love somebody like he's supposed to love her, I need you to put it in large font.
No, so you don't want crazy. Somebody's face to look
well,
crazy.
Well, Mike Tyson did a whole tattoo in his face.
Well,
he
looked crazy. Some things. Now, he posted the picture on his Twitter with the caption, "All I desire to hear in my world, hashtag Faith Renee Jordan." I wonder if he was doing a little hand rub.
Yeah.
And we did it. But, like, let's just say if, like, things don't work out between him and Faith, what could FRJ stand for?
Real jerk.
Yeah. Oh, it could mean for real Jocelyn.
You know, he's turning his life over. He's doing some different things. For ratchet Jesus.
For real Jesus. So what about this, y'all? I mean, would y'all ever get a spouse's tattoo or symbol or something to show that you love that person?
Definitely. Not at all.
What? Y'all wouldn't?
Yes.
You would?
I would, too. And
I know you would.
Okay, so his is here. Mine is right behind my ear. Okay.
Wait, your new guy or your old dude?
My boyfriend, my current boyfriend.
Yeah, I just went and got a Groupon tattoo. That's what that was about.
Well, oops, y'all. Britney did it again.
Wow.
The pop star recently had her Piece of Me concert in New York City, and her biggest fan, Bravo star Andy Cohen, was selected to come on stage and participate in the popular Freak Show performance.
Oh, Lord.
Well, while Andy Cohen was excited and bowing at the star's feet, Britney Spears obviously didn't know who he was. Check out this clip.
Sometimes you could forget.
But she has met him before. She hosted a party, and he was there. They were seen together. Like, she's met him before.
But when you listen so fast, you forget.
It can skip you.
I was went to a restaurant Friday night, and Candy was there. And me and my friend was there. I forgot my friend's name.
What?
Girl, I forgot my own friend. I was with the bastard. I said, introduce yourself.
Right?
That happens.
Yes, girl, you forget.
I just in the beginning, you can still do it early.
I just go ahead and ask him again.
Oh, you so. Say, how you spell your name? I'm going to put it in my phone.
And then they say K-I-M.
He be like,
oh, girl, I thought it was K-Y-M.
Right? Well, y'all, she's ready to rumble, and you wouldn't believe with who. Farrah Abraham wants to box this very famous reality star, and we'll tell you who that is after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, what's up, what's up?
Now, Kim Kardashian better watch out because former Teen Mom star Farrah Abraham wants to put those paws on her.
Oh, what? Kim?
Yeah, so...
Kim will beat the brakes off her.
You think?
Hell yeah, I think. Not before Khloé put in the headlock. Okay, she don't want it with them.
So Farrah is currently training for a charity celebrity boxing match, and she made it known that she wants to give Kim that fade.
Now, why is she coming after Kim? I never knew anything about them having a beef.
Well, because Kim is too popular, honey, so she want to just bring her down a notch and let her know, honey, you still, honey, a common girl.
And she one of them clout chasers. She always naming random stars to come after so she could be talked about.
Yeah. Yo, over the years, she's always been throwing shots at the Kardashians, talk about, yo, I'm more successful than y'all in bizarro world. But, but so she just keeps going. And it seems like she will not stop until she gets a fight with somebody, anybody. She even called Adrita DeVanzo for Mob Wives.
And she got a real threat back. She actually went and tried to file a police report. Don't come for people, because some will come back.
They don't even put Vaseline on their face when they fight.
No.
She's like, when I see you, it's going to be on site.
And here's the thing. Like, you can't, it's like a video game. You can't go straight to the boss and fight the boss. You got to go through the other Kardashians first.
Right.
You got to fight Rob. You know?
I know why you do Rob like that.
Oh, yeah, Rob is like level one.
All right, y'all. Moving on to somebody we're actually interested in. That's 55-year-old supermodel Brigitte Nielsen. She had her baby girl 5 weeks ago, and People Magazine has released the exclusive photos of the radiant new mom and her bundle of joy. Oh. Brigitte, her name just sounds like an older woman.
Well, that baby looks better than I thought.
Well, what you thought the baby was going to look like, Headcrab?
You know, that's such an advanced age. I thought the baby was going to come out with gray hair, like wrinkle lines.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying. That's adventurous to have a baby that late.
See, this is the double standard that we always deal with.
Yeah. Okay.
Women got to rush to have a baby as soon as we get out of college and get married and then have a baby. Men have babies 60, 70, etc.
Exactly. But the good thing about it is the push you used to have time, honey. Your eggs could still boil.
Oh, is it?
You have lots of
your
time.
Eggs could still boil. Let me just finish this story while her eggs continue to boil.
Right.
In the article, Brigitte states that she had been trying for a baby girl for the past 10 years and her baby girl is healthy and beautiful.
Oh.
Gary, my eggs are seasoned, honey.
Oh,
by the time my baby comes out, it'll be very mature.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why you're making it such a double standard. I can't stand it.
It's not a double standard.
This woman is only 55. Janet just had one at 50.
It's and selfish when any old person has a kid late in life. They're like, oh, what did you get for your first birthday? Well, I went to my mom's funeral, then after that.
Oh, stop it. You know, most of these kids, they don't even like you when they get older anyway.
Farrah was 80 when she had a baby.
Farrah Lee?
She was 80.
In the Bible?
Yeah.
Yes.
I question their accounting practices.
Guys.
Yeah.
What time is it?
It's deal time.
That's right, and I'm so excited about this one, honey. Yes. Introducing the Vivitar Heated Brush and Straightener.
Ew.
With the Vivitar Heated Brush and Straightener, you are guaranteed to have salon styling results and reduced frizz, which is very important in the summertime, and static, leaving your hair looking silky and smooth. Well, as you guys can see, as I straighten Rebecca's long tresses, you can see that the Vivitar heated brush and straightening works very well and pretty much works great on every single hair texture.
Oh.
Yeah, and it has a really long cord, so you can turn your head or not and reach every single angle.
This is great, but, girl, a lot of straighteners don't really straighten my hair like that. How do I get mine to look like that?
Oh, girl, you ain't got to worry about none of them kinkalings going on. This will straighten everything. And it's super protective, so you can even get to that kitchen area.
That's dope.
And how much is this thing, girl?
Well, it's been seen as high as $149, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$29.
$29?
Oh my God. She can't even believe it.
She done fell out.
Oh, my God.
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Portia sent you.
Coming up next, Kelly Cuoco shows off her goodies, but some people aren't happy about it. We'll talk about it next. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Yes.
So
Kaley Cuoco from the hit show The Big Bang Theory is receiving online hate.
Now, how could you hate on her?
So the actress posted a video on Instagram working out following her shoulder surgery, right?
Okay.
And I guess people weren't too happy about the video because many of her fans commented body shaming her and pissed that she didn't have on a bra and her nipples were showing.
Wait, really? Let me see.
Who were these people?
Let's take a look at the
Nice and controlled. Don't be in a rush. Nice and smooth. There you go.
People are crazy. I don't see what's wrong with that.
People are freaks.
And you are familiar with two points because, I mean, if you don't stop showing your nipples, honey, you're going to be getting hate mail because I'm like, they're running it and junk like you say you do. That's offensive.
Gary, when is the last time you've seen my nipples besides you dreaming about me?
Well, Gary was a nightmare. But just the other day, honey.
I never show my nipples, and I got my boobs done, so I don't really have to wear bras most of the time.
That's the problem.
Ain't nothing wrong
with that. Keep believing that.
Mm-hmm. There you go. See? Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all, Kaley did respond to the angry viewers in her comments and said, FYI, because of my shoulder, I can only get certain bras over my head. Not that it's anyone's business.
But why would it bother her? She knew them nipples was out, and she probably had... Her crush was probably in the gym that day.
Girl, my next video would have been like...
All right, y'all. Yes, you watching. Are you ever finding yourself in a situation where you're being bullied like Kaley Cuoco, or you just need somebody to talk to? Well, you need to check out a new sponsor, Talkspace. They would be perfect for you.
Heck, I really like that, because sometimes you want to talk to somebody, even if it is talking to Gary.
You know, and unlike Gary, the therapist on Talkspace, they really will listen to you, and they're not going to throw you any shade. Now, we all have really busy schedules, so this is just super convenient. Go online and download the mobile therapy app, and it instantly matches you with a licensed therapist. It's available 24/7 through texting, voice, or video calls. And then no extra commutes, no leaving the office, and no judgments. They have over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing all the life challenges that we all face.
Now I want to try that. I want to try it.
Gary, you can do it.
I know I can.
Just pull out your phone. Download the app. Get the Talkspace app so you can talk about anything you want. And they're going to match you up with a perfect therapist. Maybe even somebody who has a southern accent. Sounds like a southern gentleman. And it's for the fraction of a price of a traditional therapy session. So just go to Talkspace.com/dish and use our promo code DISH to get $45 off your first month. And just tell me your man Head Crack sent you, all right? Alright, so be sure you tune in tomorrow, because guess what, y'all?
What?
From Orange is the New Black, we're going to have Crazy Eyes and Tasty in the house. That's right. Daniel Uzo and Dubo going to be right up in here.
Yes, that is crazy. Super dope. I love them. And also, guys, up next, Heidi and Frank will tell us how being naked can get you time behind bars.
What now?
Kinky.
Stay tuned. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, this has to be one of the funniest stories I've heard in a while. A Massachusetts man was arrested for working out naked at a local Planet Fitness. Yes, he walked in, stripped down, butt booty naked in the front of the gym, walked around a couple times, ended up over at the yoga mats. Of course, the employees, they called the cops, they showed up. His excuse was, I thought this was a judgment-free zone. Because that's their motto, right? Judgment-free zone.
Like, okay.
You don't have to be in shape to work here. Or don't be fat shaming. And, you know, we're all natural, normal people trying to better ourselves. So it's a no-judgment zone.
Is this a guy, because I don't know what he looks like, but I'm assuming if you're willing to strip down completely naked,
well, here's what he
you're
looks
very
like.
Confident.
Maybe his beard's so long it just covers everything.
Yeah, you couldn't see a thing.
The man was released on $1,000 bail after he was arrested, and he's going to have his trial come up here, arraignment, in September 21st. I'm sure we'll get an update on that. Will he show up in court naked, too? Is there any place that you've been that you've fantasized about? You know, I'd love to be naked in here right now.
Right here.
Do it. Let's go.
Just do
All
it?
Right.
Yeah. Just do it?
Somebody call the cops.
I know this is not a judgment-free zone. I've been here long enough to know that.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.